Hello, my name is Heather Hughes, and I'm the Senior Research Assistant and Study Room Manager in Prints, Drawings, and Photographs at the St. Louis Art Museum. The landscape you see here is unlike any other in this exhibition. The bright blue skies and tropical vegetation tell us immediately we are not looking at a Dutch landscape. Instead, we are looking at a Dutch colony in Brazil, as painted by the Dutch artist Frans Post. This is an idealized depiction of the Brazilian town of Olinda, where we can still see traces of the earlier Portuguese colony. The Dutch colony of New Holland was established in 1630 when the Dutch West India Company successfully captured the territory from the Portuguese. In the foreground, the ruins of the earlier settlement are being slowly reclaimed by nature, but in the distance, a Catholic church remains standing. The church points to the religious practices of the Portuguese, some of whom remained in the colony even after the Dutch took over. During the 17th century, Brazil was the center of sugar production. From there, sugar was shipped back to Europe, where this valuable commodity was in extremely high demand. By replacing the Portuguese colonists in Brazil, the Dutch West India Company gained control of all components of the sugar trade: growing it, refining it, transporting it, and selling it. To build this lucrative industry, the Portuguese took over land once occupied by indigenous Brazilians. They relied on a labor force composed almost entirely of enslaved Africans. The Dutch continued this system, even transporting an additional 31,000 enslaved workers from Western and Central Africa. In the painting here, we only see indirect signs of this history. Resting along the side of a rustic path are three African individuals engaged in a lively conversation. Further down the path are several figures wearing the white, gauzy outfits typically associated with the indigenous Tupi people. Frans Post was invited to Brazil by Count Johan Maurits of Nassau-Siegen, the governor of Dutch Brazil. Johan Maurits invited several artists and naturalists to the colony to create visual and scientific studies that would encourage people to invest in the colony or even settle there. Like his peers, Post was especially attentive to the unique plants and animals in Brazil. For example, the right side of the painting is anchored by a papaya tree, which is native to Central and Southern America. Similarly, a small hummingbird flutters near the base of the tree trunk. These colorful local details were of great interest to the people who purchased Frans Post's paintings. His Brazilian landscapes were so popular that collectors continued to commission them years after the Dutch lost the colony to the Portuguese in 1654. The painting here was completed in 1663.